ॐ आख्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
केनोपनिषत् belongs to Sama Veda. It is a very small Upanishad with 35 mantras in 4 chapters. Each chapter is known as Khandaha. In this Upanishad, each chapter is known as Khandaha or Adhyayaha. This small Upanishad contains the very crux of the Vedanta. High teaching is given in this Upanishad. This Upanishad begins with the word Kena. Kena means by what. Therefore, this Upanishad is known as Kena Upanishad. Since it starts with the Kena word, the Upanishad name itself is known as Kena Upanishad. This Upanishad starts with a dialogue between the teacher and the student. Pariprashna. Pariprashna means a humble appeal from an ignorant student. The teacher is a wise person. Guru is wise. Shishya is otherwise. Ignorant. When it is humble approach, it is known as Pariprashna. Even though the names are not given, the Guru's name and the Shishya name, through dialogue we come to know there is a samvada between a Guru and Shishya. Even though names are not given, we have to know that through the dialogue. So, Guru Shishya Samvada Rupena. This Upanishad takes that Shanti part of Sama Veda. Aapyayantu Mamangani is the Shanti part of Sama Veda. All Shanti Pathas have got Swaras. There is Anudatta, Udatta, Swaritam, Swaras are there. But in a long run, because of communication gap, that parampara, the chanting with the swara parampara is broken, vichinna parampara. Therefore, many mantras we don't have swaras. That is why sometimes we are chanting like a prose order. Almost all Veda mantras have got swaras. But that parampara is vichinnam, broken. Chanting parampara, tradition is broken now. That's why many times we are chanting as with like paragraphs. Now this Shanti Patha is a prayer by the student and the teacher also, seeking healthy organs, healthy limbs, so that I can have good health, then I can study Shastra, I can get Brahma Jnanam. Health is very, very important. Sarira Madhyam Khalu Dharma Sadhanam. Body alone is the means. Healthy body, healthy mind, healthy sense organs, in their presence alone, when they are healthy only we can receive the teaching, we can understand that Brahma Vidya. Therefore the Shanti Patha, the seeking that health by the seekers of knowledge. Then from the first mantra onwards, the teaching starts. The first chapter has got 9 mantras with 2 portions. First portion is introduction. Second portion is the definition of Atman. There are 2 portions, 9 mantras are divided into 2 portions. First portion is an introductory part in the form of definition of that Atman. Introductory part is the first question asked by the student. Then the second part only comes the definition of Atma or Atma Lakshanam. The Shishya asks the question, Guru answers. First part, then that answer he elaborates. So that is called Atma Lakshanam, second part. What is that question asked by the student? By listening to the question itself, we can know that the student is a mature student, well-informed student. Otherwise, the student cannot ask such a question. What is that question? Keneshitam patati preshitam manaha. Like that he starts the question. This body, mind, sense organs, prana, are functioning because of which divine principle? What is that divine principle by which the inert mind, the inert prana, inert sense organs are functioning? Please tell me what is that principle. Kaha devaha. Who is that deva? What is that divine principle? The word used by the Shishya here, devaha, is known as God in terms of religion. When you call it as devaha here, is God in religion, but in Vedanta it is known as Atma. Here devaha means that divine principle, God, when he is asking. But it is the same meaning in philosophical angle, Atma. Saha devaha means saha, that Atma artha. We have to understand what is that principle. This is the question asked by the student. From the second mantra onwards, the teacher, definition of Atma means that devaha is known as Atma, the consciousness principle. The consciousness principle it is. When we are studying Shastra, from our standpoint, we don't use the word God, we use the word Atman. So what is the answer given by the teacher? That deva is nothing but consciousness. This consciousness alone is known as Chaitanyam or Chit or Jnanam. Devaha is equal to Chaitanyam. Chaitanyam is equal to Chit. Chit is equal to Jnanam. So that consciousness or Chaitanyam is the principle behind the function of mind, prana and sense organs. But the teacher presents in a language, it's a paradoxical language, in a puriyana or language. So he gives the answer, Shrotrasya Shrotram, Manaso Manaha. That means what? This consciousness is the ear of the ear, eye of the eye, mind of the mind, prana of the prana. This is the definition given by the teacher. What is the nature of Atma? நேச்சர் ஆஃப் ஆத்மா இஸ் த இயர் ஆஃப் த இயர், ஐ ஆஃப் த ஐ. ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் யூ கெனாட் see the electricity, even it is associated with the fan. Because of electricity only, fan is moving, rotating. So fan can be a fan when there is an electricity. Therefore, electricity can be called as fanasya fanu. Fan fana irukkanu vanna electricity irukkanu. Therefore, ஃபேனஸ்ய ஃபேனு பல்பஸ்ய பல்வன்னு அது மாதிரி கண்ணுக்கு கண்ணாய் என்று சொல்றோம் இல்லையோ, கண்ணுக்கு கண்ணாய் என்ன, கண்ணுக்கு கண்ணாக இருந்து காதுக்கு காதாக இருந்துட்டு காது தட் இயர் கேன் ஃபங்க்ஷன் ஆஸ் ஹியரிங் பவர், ஹியரிங் ஃபங்க்ஷன் கேன் பி டன் ஓன்லி வென் தெர் இஸ் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் பிஹைண்ட் த இயர். இயர் ஐஸ் கேன் see that, you know, seeing function can be done by the eyes only by the power of consciousness. Prana can do its function only when there is consciousness behind the prana. Mind can think only when the consciousness is there behind the mind. Manaso manaha பிராணஸ்ய பிராணஹ சக்ஷுஷ சக்ஷுஹு, that is the answer given by the teacher. How we have to understand what is the teacher's intention of presentation in this paradoxical language, we have to understand this Chaitanyam consciousness is the aadharam, deha vilakshana ஆத்மா ஏவ ஆதாரம். ஆதாரம் மீன்ஸ் சப்போர்ட். திஸ் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் தேஹா. திஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் த பாடி அண்ட் த சப்போர்டர் ஆஃப் த பாடி, என்லிவென்ஸ் த பாடி. திஸ் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லட்சணம். செகண்ட், தேஹ வியதிரிக்தா டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் த பாடி. First one is, it is a supporter of the body. Body means you have to take mind, sense organs and prana also. The entire personality. Vyatiriktaha means separate from that body-mind complex. This atma is separate. Vyatiriktaha. First one is adharaha, supporter. Prana, mind, sense organs are supported. Adheyam. This is the Adharam. Vyatiriktaha means separate. Mind is separate from Atma. Prana is separate from Atma. Sense organs are also separate from the Atma. Then, third definition of Atma is Deha Vyapakaha. This Atma is pervading the entire body. Vyapakaha, pervading the body. This is the Atma Lakshanam, third Lakshanam. Lakshanam means feature, characteristics. Then, fourth definition is Avyaktaha. Fourth definition is, this Atma is Avyaktaha, means invisible. It is not visible, it is not perceptible. Therefore, it is known as avyaktaha. Vyaktaha means perceptible, visible. Avyaktaha means imperceptible. It is not visible. Then, the last one is, Atma is aprameyaha. It is unobjectifiable. It cannot be seen through your eyes. It cannot be heard through your ears. It cannot be thought of by your mind. It cannot be comprehended by the mind easily. Intellect, it cannot be comprehended by the intellect easily. Very difficult in artham. Aprameha means unobjectifiable. It is not an object to experience. If it is not an object, it is invisible, it cannot be perceived through by the sense organs. If you say, we may get a doubt. Such an Atma, does it exist? When you cannot see, when it is invisible, how can you say that such an Atma exists? We may get such a doubt. For that the teacher answers, never have such a doubt. Even though Atma cannot be perceptible, even though Atma is not visible as an object, it is evident as a subject. It is ever evident as subject, you, the Chaitanyam, consciousness. That is from Asin. So the teacher clarifies further, consciousness is the eye of the eye, ear of the ear, different from the eye, different from the ear, different from the mind, different from the prana. What is the proof for the existence of Atma means? You are the proof to yourself. You are the subject experiencer. The moment you want to know Atma, the moment, the very attempt you want to know Atma, suppose even the thought also, I want to know the Atma means what you are doing, what mistake you are committing, the teacher says, you are putting the Atma in the object category. Anyone says, tappi tavari, by mistake, I want to know Atma, if you say, you are unknowingly putting the Atma into an object category. Why? I want to know. That means whatever I know comes under an object. Whatever I know comes under an object. Suppose I say, I want to know Atma. Atma comes under what? You are bringing the Atma to an object status. But what Shastra says, Atma is not an object. It can never come under an object category. Therefore, drop your attempt to know the Atma. Drop your attempt, the very attempt of knowing Atma you have to drop. It's a very, very difficult task. You know? You don't drop, you are in trouble. You cannot know the Atma. You cannot know the Atma. Then I want to know the Atma, you say you drop that notion of that thought of attempting to know the Atma. How to come out of this confusion? Further he clarifies, the first two chapters full of teaching. Nirgunam Brahma Vishayakam, the first two chapters. That is sadhyam. No? The Brahman, the nature is given. Nirguna Brahma, features are given in first and second chapter. And the Guru says, if you don't listen to me, suppose you think I know Brahman, you do not know Brahman. You know the inferior Brahman, the Brahmevapi Noonam. That means you require some more analysis. Suppose you say, I know Brahman, you do not know Brahman an artham. Nedam edidam upasate. If you are doing upasana meditation upon any Brahman, that meditation object is not Brahman. Whoever says, I am meditating upon so and so. People are talking, no, I am meditating upon so and so deity. So and so idol, and so God I am meditating upon, I am doing dhyanam. Then Guru says, Nedam Yedidam Upasate, that is not Brahman, that is not God. The Brahmevapi Noonam, that is very, very inferior. What you know is not the real Brahman, that person who is meditating upon that deity as an object is very, very inferior. நீதம் எதிதம் உபாசதே. So therefore this consciousness Chaitanyam doesn't require any proof. Subject, I, the subject consciousness is ever evident, that is Atma. I, the subject experiencer, knower, I am the Chaitanyam Atma. I never seek any proof for my existence. And an important point you have to note, when I say, I, which I, you have to exclude what? RM1, RM2, RM3 you have to exclude. RC1, RC2, RC3 you have to exclude. What is this RM1, RM2, RC2? So, the sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, karana shariram, பிரதிபிம்ப சைதன்யம், தட் அண்ட் ஆல் யூ ஹாவ் டு எக்ஸ்க்ளூட். சரீரத்ரய விலக்ஷண ஆத்மா அகமஸ்மி. தென் வாட் அபவுட் திஸ் சரீரம், த்ரீ சரீரம்ஸ்? தேர் ஆல் ஒன்லி மீடியம், தேர் ஒன்லி மீடியம். யூ ஆர் நாட் த பாடி, யூ ஆர் நாட் த மைண்ட், யூ ஆர் நாட் த பிராணா, யூ ஆர் நாட் த சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ், but you are the substratum who enlivens the medium body mind complex, so it cannot be seen with your eyes. So consciousness is evident in every knowledge. For second chapter he goes, in the second chapter there are 5 mantras, very important portion. Here also Atma Lakshanam only he further clarifies the nature of self-knowledge in 5 mantras. Upanishad points out, no jnani says I know Atma. No jnani says I know Atma. If anyone says I know Atma, Guru says you do not know. Whoever says, I don't know Atma, he knows Atma. Whoever says, I know Atma, he doesn't know the Atma. That's what he says. Yasya matam tasya matam, matam yasya na veda saha, avijnatam vijanatam, vijnatam avijanatam. And one more important word is used here in the 4th mantra. The Sishya also says, Naham manyesu vedeti nona vedeti vedacha. Now the Guru asks, how do you, have you understood, you know, after expression of these 9 mantras and first mantra of the second chapter, Atha mimamsa mevate, Guru said, you have to do further analysis. If you say, I know Brahman, you do not know Brahman. When Guru says, and the Shishya says, Manne viditam, I know Brahman. Then Guru said, you should not say, I know Brahman. Then the student has to explain how I have understood Brahman. I know Brahman, I don't know Brahman. I know Brahman, I don't know Brahman. I don't know Brahman doesn't mean I know Brahman. No? I know Brahman, it doesn't mean I know Brahman. I don't know Brahman. No? So, student also romba, very, very intelligent. No? He says in this second mantra of the second chapter, Naham manyesu vedeti nona vedeti vedacha, yonas tadveda tadveda nona vedeti vedacha. I don't think so, I know Brahman. It doesn't mean I don't know Brahman. எனக்கு பிரம்மன் தெரியுமோ நான் நினைக்கல, அப்படின்னு சொல்லி எனக்கு பிரம்மன் தெரியாமல் இல்லை. என்ன, எனக்கு பிரம்மன் தெரியாது ஆனாலும் பிரம்மன் தெரியும். என்ன என்ன அர்த்தம்னா, ஆச்சாரியா ரைட், சங்கராச்சாரியா, எனக்கு பிரம்மன் ஆப்ஜெக்டா தெரியாது. ஐ டோன்ட் நோ பிரம்மன் ஆஸ் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். திஸ் இஸ் த ஆன்சர் ஆஃப் த ஸ்டூடெண்ட். I don't know Brahman as an object. I know Brahman as the subject to me. But again, I know, he said, I know Brahman means, no, that doesn't mean I know Brahman, I am Brahman. Kunjan grammar here. See, I know Brahman, you should not say. You never use the word, I know Brahman. That is, you have to understand, I am Brahman, you have to say. I know Brahman, you should not say. I am Atma. அப்படி சொல்லணும். I am Atma. I am the Self. You have to say. Because am is not a transitive verb. Transitive verb means a verb that which has got an object called sakarmakam. I know Brahman means I knowing becomes a transitive verb. When I say know, what you know, question will come. When you put a question, if you get an answer to that verb, it is called a transitive verb. I know Brahman. Knowing is a transitive verb. Sa karma kam. It has got a karma. I know Brahman means as an object. I know this clip. I know. What do you know? I know the clip. It is called sakarmakam. Knowing is an object. Clip is an object. But here, I know Brahman another adhi, it is not right. Known another சொல்லக்கூடாது. Knowing என்னது சகர்மகம் ஆயிடும், transitive ஆயிடும். அப்ப என்ன verb யூஸ் பண்ணணும்? Intransitive verb. அகர்மகம் you have to use. Intransitive verb means அகர்மகம். That which doesn't have object. Intransitive. What is that verb? Amness. I am Brahman. I am Brahman means you never ask what. This is called intransitive verb or akarmakam. So this is the hidden grammar here. Okay, I am Brahman you have to say. I know Brahman you should not say. So therefore, wise people never say I know Brahman. They say only what? I am Brahman. They understand. I am Brahman. Myself. I know Atma or I don't know Atma. Nu solla koodadhu. Atma never come under known category or unknown category. Certain things we know, they are all come under objects. Certain things we do not know. Now I do not know, I may come to know in future. All objects, certain objects I know, two categories, known list, unknown list. You can write so many objects names under known list. எனக்கு இது தெரியும், இது தெரியும், இது தெரியும், இது தெரியும், நோன் லிஸ்ட், பெரிய லிஸ்ட் வரும். Then you can write some more objects. I don't know this, I don't know this, I don't know this. So many unknown objects. அது பெரிய லிஸ்ட். Known object list, unknown object list. Big list. இது known category, இது unknown category. இது எனக்கு தெரிஞ்சதெல்லாம் இது லிஸ்ட், இது தெரியாதது. ஆத்மா கம்ஸ் அண்டர் நோன் லிஸ்ட் ஆர் அன்னோன் லிஸ்ட்? நெய்தர். இட் கேனாட் கம் அண்டர் நோன் லிஸ்ட், இட் நார் இட் கேன் கம் அண்டர் அன்னோன் லிஸ்ட். பிகாஸ் நோன் லிஸ்ட் அண்ட் அன்னோன் லிஸ்ட் கம்ஸ் ஓன்லி டு த ஆப்ஜெக்ட், நாட் டு த சப்ஜெக்ட். தேர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் நெய்தர் நோன் ஆர் அன்னோன். தேர்ஃபோர் ஐ சுட் நாட் சே ஐ நோ ஆத்மான்னு சொல்லக்கூடாது. I don't know Atman கூட சொல்லக்கூடாது. இப்போ என்னதான் சொல்லணும்? I am Atman சொல்லணும். How to know? Again question வந்தா குரு says பிரதிபோத விதிதம் மதம். How is that Atma? The nature of Atma he says in the fourth mantra, பிரதிபோத விதிதம் மதம். Second chapter ல fourth mantra, பிரதிபோதம் போதம் போதம் பிரதி விதிதம். In every cognition, in every knowledge, it is evident. In every cognition, in every knowledge, it is evident. You cannot say, in a particular experience only I know Atma, so and so time, so and so place. It's not like that. It is desha kala vilakshanam. தேசகால் அவதித்யாம் நிர்முக்தம், இட் இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் டைம் அண்ட் ஸ்பேஸ். So every experience presupposes the presence of consciousness. Every experience presupposes the presence of consciousness. So I know this, I know the clip, I am cognition, every cognition, in every awareness, I am aware of this, I am aware of this. That awareness is Atma, it is evident in every experience. In sunlight, when we are seeing so many objects, to see one object, you certain objects right side, you turn right side. To see those objects which are in the left side, you turn left side. You see certain objects which are back side to you, you turn back side. These objects are all illumined by the sun. To see the sunlight, which side you have to see? To see the sunlight, which side you have to see, right side or left side or back side? You need not turn any side. Then how do you know about the sunlight? You know by seeing that object, this object is evident because of sunlight. Therefore, I need not separately see the sunlight. I need not doubt the sunlight. Then how do I know that sunlight is there? Since I am seeing this right side object in the presence of sunlight, therefore sunlight is evident. I am seeing the left side object also because of sunlight. Sunlight is evident in this left side object experience. So therefore I need not turn to see sunlight. For a particular object I have to turn so and so side. Similarly, an eclipse knowledge, desk knowledge, house knowledge, flower knowledge, dress knowledge, every knowledge, that knowledge is because of consciousness. So, I have to work for again consciousness, I want to know consciousness. Then, where is this consciousness now? How can I know this consciousness? In every experience it is evident. In every knowledge it is evident. In every experience what you are getting? Knowledge. In every experience, experience of the clip, experience of the desk, experience of house, in this experience what you are getting? Knowledge. Jnanam. In every jnanam, who is there na? Pratibodham. Bodham, bodham, prati. Yalla jnanastakki ulla yararkanna atma. And the consciousness moolamada in the jnaname varade. Adikada and the consciousness ke enna peru theriyumo? ஜானம் அனே பேர், நாலெட்ஜ் பேர். சத்தியம் ஜானம் அனந்தம் பிரம்மன். ஆத்மாக்கு அனதர் லட்சணம், இந்த ஸ்வரூப லட்சணம் இது வாட் ஜானம். இந்த ஜானம்ங்கிறது தான் ஆத்மான. சோ ஐ நோ, ஐ நோ, ஐ நோ வென் யூ ஆர் சேயிங் ஆத்மா இஸ் எவிடென்ட் ஆர் நாட் எவிடென்ட் ஆஸ் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆர் சப்ஜெக்ட்? சப்ஜெக்ட். ஐ தி சப்ஜெக்ட், ஐ ஆம் தி அவேரர், I am the knower, I am the experiencer, I am the observer. I know, I know, I know, I see. I know everything. I need not know myself. You want to know yourself now? Since you are Atma, Swami, I want to know about myself. People ask like this. I want to know about myself. The one who is asking is self. Why you want to know again? You are the self. You need not know the self. Self is knowing everything. You, the self, as the Atma, you are knowing everything. So you need not know anything. That is what Pratibodha Viditam Matam. Very, very important point. Anubhuta Atma. Sarvada Anubhuta Atma. Atma. Sarvada Anubhutam. For whom now? For Jnani or for Ajnani? For everyone. For everyone. Everyone is getting Jnanam or not? I know this, I know this, and chollinde irukom. Appa Atma irukka illaya? Irukka. So who is the ignorant person? Who is not knowing Atma? Ellarku theriyiradhu Atma. Naan Atmava irundha dhaan ellarku theriyiradhu. ஆனா ஆத்மாவா இருந்ததுக்கு அப்புறம் தானே எல்லாமே தெரியறது. அதனால இஸ் ஆல்ரெடி ஆத்மா. ரியல் ஸ்பீக்கிங் நோபடி இஸ் இக்னரண்ட் ஆஃப் ஆத்மா. ஆத்ம அனுபவம் எல்லாருக்குமே இருக்கு. ஆத்ம அனுபவ இஸ் ஆல்ரெடி தேர் ஃபார் எவ்ரி ஒன், பட் ஹி டு நாட் நோ தட் தட் இஸ் ஆத்மா. தட் இஸ் வாட் யூ ஹாவ் டு ஸ்டடி. ஐ நீட் நாட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஆத்மா. அந்த ஞானம் வரத்துக்காக என்ன பண்ணணும், சாஸ்திரம் படிக்கணும். ஐ நீட் நாட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஆத்மா செப்பரேட்லி, தேர்ஃபோர் ஐ ஹாவ் டு ஸ்டடி ஆத்மா. அது தெரிஞ்சுக்கிறதுக்காக சாஸ்திரம் படிக்கணும். இவ்வளவு க்ளோசஸ்ட் நியரஸ்ட் டியரஸ்ட் பிரிக்கவே முடியாத ஒன்று இருக்குன்னா அதுதான் நான் தான். ஓகே, நவ் திஸ் இஸ் பியாண்ட் ஹெட் ஃபார் சம் பீப்புள், நாட் ஃபார் யூ ஆல். ஃபார் சம் பீப்புள் த தேர்ட் அண்ட் ஃபோர்த் சாப்டர்ஸ் கம் ஃபார் மத்திய மந்த அதிகாரி. திஸ் டீச்சிங் இஸ் ஃபார் வாண்ட் உத்தம அதிகாரி. நிர்குண பிரம்ம ஜானம் ஃபார் உத்தம அதிகாரி. ஓவர் டீச்சிங் இஸ் ஓவர், கேனோபன் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஓவர். பட் ஆல் பீப்புள் ஆர் நாட் உத்தம அதிகாரி இஸ் லைக் யூ. இல்லையோ, ஆல் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் நாட் உத்தம அதிகாரி. ஆல் பீப்புள் ஆர் நாட் உத்தம அதிகாரி. ஃபார் தோஸ் பீப்புள் தே நீட் தி சேம் நிர்குண பிரம்ம ஜானம் இன் ஏ ரெஸ்டோரிவ் ஃபார்ம். உபனிஷத் கம் டவுன் ஃபார் தேர் சேக் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் ஆக்யாயிகா. ஆக்யாயிகா மீன்ஸ் ஸ்டோரி, கதை. ஒரு ஊரில் ஒரு ராஜா மாதிரி ஒரு கதை சொன்ன பீப்புள் கேன் ஸ்லோலி கிராஸ்ப் திஸ் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம். திஸ் இஸ் டஃப் டு நோ. ஸோ தட் இஸ் வை சங்கராச்சாரியர் ரைட் ஃபார் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் அண்ட் செகண்ட் சாப்டர்ல ஸ்டூடெண்ட் சேட் ஹூஎவர் has understood my statement, nona vedeti vedach an solli, they have understood atma, others do not understood. Indha avan solli poitan first chapter second chapter uttama adhikari student has got up and went away, but some student are sitting and blinking at the teacher. Then teacher has to come to that level of the student, that saguna brahma or saguna ஈஸ்வர, ஈஸ்வர லெவல் இட் கம்ஸ் டு டீச் திஸ் பிரம்ம வித்யா. தேர்ட் அண்ட் ஃபோர்த் சாப்டர் இட்ஸ் கால்டு சாதனா அத்தியாயாஸ். தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் கம்மண்டர் சாதன அத்தியாய. வாட் இஸ் தட் ஸ்டோரி? தேர்ட் சாப்டர். ஸோ செகண்ட் சாப்டர் ஹேஸ் காட் ஓன்லி 5 மந்த்ராஸ், 9 + 5. ஸோ 14 மந்த்ராஸ்ல கேனோபனிஷத் இஸ் ஓவர் ஃபார் உத்தம அதிகாரி. வாட் சங்கராச்சாரியா சேட் யூ நோ ஜகர்ஜா, ஹி டிக்ளேர்ட் அட் உத்தம அதிகாரி ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ஜகர்ஜா மீன்ஸ் ஹி ரோர்ஸ் அண்ட் நாட் டிக்ளேர், ரோரிங். அஹம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி, நாஹம் மன்யேசு வேதேதி நோன வேதேதி வேதச்ச, யோனஸ் தத்வேத தத்வேதா நோன வேதேதி வேதச்ச அன்னு சொல்லிட்டு ஜகர்ஜா அண்ணாடு. He wrote, I know Brahman. And so, I don't know Brahman. I know Brahman as the subject of myself. I don't know Brahman as an object. And so, he said, he said, there are students who come in the class. So, the Guru said, he said, in heaven, once upon a time, there was a great war occurred between devatas and asuras. And the devatas and asuras, when they fought, the devatas won the battle. Indra, Varuna, Vayu, Agni, devatas, they won the battle. And after victory, they are all celebrating. They are celebrating Rambha Urvasi dance. Illa victory ayanukku apparam konjam idirukkanume masala adha maadhiri or dance. அப்புறம் ஆல் ஆர் சிட்டிங் ரவுண்ட் டேபிள் கான்பரன்ஸ். இந்திரா வருணா வாயு அக்னி ஆல் ஆர் சிட்டிங் இன் த ரவுண்ட் டேபிள் கான்பரன்ஸ் ஆஃப்டர் எலெக்ஷன்ஸ் தே வன் த மினிஸ்டர்ஷிப். அப்புறம் என்ன ஆயிட்டுன்னா மீட்டிங், யாரு பெருசு இப்போ who are all great, and they are all talking about their victory. One devata coming and talking is the glory. This is my glory, this is my glory. They are all talking each other. At that time, when they are talking about the victory and glorifying themselves, each other. And that God heard these words when devatas are talking, Ishvara, Paramatma. And he thought, these devatas praising themselves, it is not good. Really speaking, they don't have, this victory is not their victory. And they are thinking that victory is their victory. So Bhagavan want to teach a lesson. Bhagavan want to teach a lesson. What Bhagavan did? He came in the form of Yaksha, where they are all devatas are sitting. Indra, Agni, Vayu. When they are there, the Yaksha appeared. That means Bhagavan appeared in the form of Yaksha, a celestial devata, a celestial, one divine principle, he appeared. Then Indra asked all these devatas, who is this illumination or shining principle, who is this Yaksha? Let us go and let us find out. And they asked Agni Devata, oh Agni Devata, Jataveda, his name is called Jataveda, may you go there and find out who is that Yaksha. Then Agni Devata raised his collar. So I am going to find out who is this Yaksha. Agni Devata went to that Yaksha. Before Agni Devata asking, who are you? The question, before Agni Devata asking, Yaksha asked, who are you? He put the question to Agni Devata, who are you? Then Agni Devata is very much insulted. Don't you know me? Anna Madri, don't you know me? Whole, all Tribhuvanams know me. I am the Jataveda, Agni Devata. I am very powerful. I burn everything, whatever is there in this universe, on the earth, I burn everything now. Then Yaksha says, oh, you are so powerful. You are Jataveda Agni. Agre gachyati iti Agnihinar. That which goes front always. Agre, that's why it's called Agnihinar. Then Yaksha said, okay, you are very great. Now, please burn this blade of grass. I am putting a blade of grass in front of you. Please burn this grass. Then Agni Devata, it is also insulting. After all, this grass you are putting in front of me with full of power, is running to burn that blade of grass. But he couldn't burn that grass. Agni Devata failed to burn that grass, blade of grass. That too, dry grass. Not pachi. It is not pachaya irukkiradilla, dry grass kuda he could not. He failed to burn. Then Agni Devata is very much humiliated. No? Then he looked at Yaksha. Then Yaksha saw his face, Agni Devata. Agni Devata did namaskara and went away. And he said, I failed to know who is that Yaksha. Then Indra asked, Vayu, you go and find out who is Yaksha. Vayu Devata ni kukte, Matarishwa, or pere Matarishwa anu pere, Vayu ku title. And he went to that Yaksha. Before Vayu asking who are you, then Yaksha asked who are you. Then Vayu Devata said, I am all pervading air principle. I lift everything very easily. Adadana, he is able to lift everything very easily. I lift even big trees with roots. Even houses also. Even all hoardings, boards, everything. I lift. Oh, you are so great. Please lift the same grass. Ange irukke, adhe grass. Please lift this dry grass. You are so great. You are Vayu Devata. Please lift this grass. And Vayu Devata also with full of power, he went there and near that grass and tried to lift that grass. He also failed, not able to lift the grass. And he also is not able to know who is Yaksha. Again he came back and he looked at Agni Devata. Unnaku ide experience. எனக்கு அதே எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். ரெண்டு பேர் மூஞ்சு மூஞ்சு பார்த்துட்டான். பார்த்துட்டு நோ யூஸ், அக்னி தேவதாலும் ஃபெயில், வாயு தேவதாலும் ஃபெயில். ஹே இந்திரா, மகவன், பவர்ஃபுல் ஒன், யூ ஆர் த பவர்ஃபுல் ஒன், ஓ இந்திரா, யூ பிளீஸ் கோ தேர் அண்ட் ஃபைண்ட் அவுட் ஹூ இஸ் தட் எக்ஷா. தென் இந்திரா வென்ட் டு ஃபைண்ட் அவுட் தட் ஹூ இஸ் எக்ஷா. பட் அன்பார்ச்சுனேட்லி தட் எக்ஷா டிஸப்பியர்ட். இந்திராக்கு இன்னொரு ஹியூமிலியேஷன். அட்லீஸ்ட் தே சா தட் எக்ஷா, ஹூ இஸ் தட் எக்ஷா, பார்த்துட்டா கண்ணா கண்ண பார்த்துட்டா. இவனுக்கு அதிகம் கிடைக்கல, தட் எக்ஷா டிஸப்பியர்ட். பட் இந்திரா பிரேட் இன் ஹிஸ் மைண்ட். அப்படியே மனசுல தியானம் பண்ணிட்டான், பிரார்த்தனை பண்ணிட்டான். பண்ண உடனே அட் தட் பிளேஸ் எக்ஷா இருக்கிற இடத்துல உமாதேவி அப்பியர், காடெஸ் பார்வதி, ஹைமவதி உமாதேவி வித் ஃபுல் ஆஃப் ஹர் ஆர்னமெண்ட்ஸ், டெக்கரேட்டட் அண்ட் சோபாயமானமா மங்களமா அப்பியர்ட் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் இந்திரா. ஹி டிட் நமஸ்கார. சோ அப் டு ஹியர் த ஸ்டோரி, தேர்ட் சாப்டர் ஸ்டோரி இஸ் ஓவர். அக்னி ஸ்டோரி, வாயு ஸ்டோரி, இந்திரா ஆல்சோ டிசப்பாயிண்டட் அப் ஒர்க் தட் தேர்ட் சாப்டர் ஸ்டோரி பார்ட். This story part, Shankaracharya want to establish why this story part, Akshayika, helps in what way. What message this story is giving, Shankaracharya says, four messages he gives. What are those four messages? Brahma Astitvam, Brahman is there. Brahma Astitvam, Brahman is there. Then second message given through this story is Brahma Vidya Stutihi. Brahma Vidya, the glory of self knowledge. Brahma Vidya Stutihi. And that Yaksha disappearing, that indicates it is very difficult to know Brahman. Durvigneyatvam, it is very difficult to know that true nature of Brahman. Durvigneyatvam, to teach that it is very difficult to know this real nature of Brahman, to show that this story is presented. And fourth message given through this story is Kartrutva Bhoktrutva Mithyatvam. I only won the battlefield. I am the doer. I am the enjoyer of this name and fame and glory in the identity, abhimana. To show that is, it is not your glory, it is mithya. Don't think it's your glory. Person, when he is constructing a house, he thinks I am the owner of the house. You are not the owner of the house. Bhagavan is the owner of the house. No person is owner of anything in this universe. Bhagavan alone is the owner. Therefore, drop your ahankara. Adi sollaradhu kaha. Your ahankara is mithya. Your glory is mithya. It is not real. It is not your glory really. It is Bhagavan's glory. Why you are taking that glory is yours? That victory is yours? Without Atma, that Bhagavan, can you get victory? It is not your victory. So, Kartrutva Bhoktrutva Mithyatva Kamikradikaha, to show that it is false, your doership or enjoyership is false, this story helps us. That message is given in this story. Brahma Astitvam, Brahma Vidyastutihi, and Brahma Durvigneyatvam, and Kartrutva Bhoktrutva Mithyatvam, all these are the messages given. Then the fourth chapter comes. What is that fourth chapter? This third chapter also has got 12 mantras. 12 mantras in the form of story fully. Then fourth chapter has got again 9 mantras. The fourth chapter also has got 9 mantras. This is also full of sadhanas are given here for manda madhyama adhikari. When the mind is not subtle, this brahma vidya nirguna brahma jnanam very very attract subject cannot be grasped. So how to develop a subtle mind to grasp the abstract thing in the concrete formula or story solli concrete formula sala sadhanas enna sollenu. By the upasanas following certain sadhanas and all, our mind can become a subtle mind. Then that brahma vidya abstract subject can be grasped. So what are those sadhanas? First, through this story, what are all the values, messages over through the story, but what are the values we have to learn? Every speaker, na Shankaracharya gives certain values here. One should not have a pride at any time for their accomplishment. One should not have pride. Rather than pride, better to have humbleness, vinayam, adakkam, adu romba avashyam ani solradhukaga. அந்த அக்னிக்கு வாயு மாதிரி நமக்கு அகங்காரம் இருக்கக்கூடாது. எனக்கு தெரியும், நான் தான் பெருசன்னு மாதிரி ஒரு அகங்காரம் இருக்கக்கூடாது. உள்ளுக்குள்ள கூட இருக்கக்கூடாது, வெளியும் காமிக்க கூடாது, உள்ள கூட இருக்கக்கூடாதுன்னு. அந்த ஹம்பிள்னஸ் இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். நெவர் ஹாவ் கிளைம் எனி க்ளோரி இஸ் யுவர் க்ளோரி, நெவர் ஹாவ் ப்ரைட். திஸ் இஸ் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வேல்யூ ஒன் ஹேஸ் டு டெவலப். தென் second lesson, no one can know this Brahman by themselves. One has to go to a guru. One has to go to a guru. Without guru, one cannot understand this Atman. Atma is never known by oneself without the help of the guru. We require a guru. So who is that Yaksha? Then Parvati Umadevi only is telling in the fourth chapter. What she says, Indra asks, who is that Yaksha? Amma, you please tell me. Na, that Yaksha is none other than the self, Atma, the consciousness. So Umadevi is the teacher here, Guru, Rupena. You cannot know Yaksha by yourself, that you, with your arrogance, pride, you have come. You cannot know yourself. That is the lesson you have to understand. Then third lesson is, here some sadhanas are given. The lesson we have to know is, through this story, some sadhanas are also very important. Why you do not know that Brahman directly by yourself? Because first of all, you are incapable of knowing that Yaksha as Atma because you are not having qualifications. Therefore, certain sadhanas are required. What are those sadhanas? They are all given in this fourth chapter. What are those sadhanas? First, do upasana. What upasana? Vidyut upasana. On the lightening, just as Yaksha appeared and disappeared. Similarly, you meditate upon Brahman, compare that Brahman to this lightning. Lightning patalo? Vidyut. Lightning just it comes and as a spark, in that lightning you see same things and immediately lightning goes, everything disappears. Similarly, you meditate upon Brahman, the consciousness also is like that. It is like a lightning because of in whose presence things are known. If you do not know that Atma is not there, no one can know anything. So like in lightning, you meditate upon lightning. You meditate upon Brahman as lightning. Lightning is an alambanam. Upasana number one, this is. Then second upasana is nimesha. unmesha nimesha na winking, meditate upon winking. Just as when you close your eyes, everything is dark inside. When you open your eyes, you can see the objects. Similarly, when you know that Atma yourself, I am Atma, because of Atma only you are seeing everything. So Atma is not there, you cannot see anything. Therefore, meditate upon winking. When you open, you see everything. When you close, you cannot see anything like that. Meditate upon winking. It will give some subtle mind to you. Then, meditate upon your thought, manovritti. Just as manovritti, thoughts are also just fleeting. Few seconds, they rise and they disappear. Just as eksha appeared and disappeared, your thoughts also rise and disappear. One thought after the other comes and it disappears. Then, fourth upasana is meditate upon that Lord as the possessor of all glories, Tadvanam. Tadvanam Nama. As the possessor of all glories, never take your glory is your glory. Your glory is what? Bhagavan's glory. Either anything you accomplish, you have to say what? By God's grace. Adi chollam marakka koodadhu. Eppovume adi manasaal chollanum, vedilam chollanum. By the God's grace. So that's called Tadvanam. Worship the Lord as the possessor of all glories. My glory is also His glory. It is not my glory. It is His glory. Like that you meditate upon adorable one and artham. Tadvanam means adorable one. So all these four upasanas, meditations are the sadhanas. For whom? Not for uttam adhikari. For manda madhyama adhikaris. எனக்கு சாஸ்திரம் புரியலன்னு அர்த்தம் என்னன்னு அர்த்தம், ஏதோ மெடிடேஷன்ல தகராறுன்னு அர்த்தம், சரியா உபாசனை பண்ணலன்னு அர்த்தம். இப்போவாவது பண்ணு, பரவாயில்ல. டோன்ட் பி ஓவர் கான்பிடென்ட் சாஸ்திர ஸ்பேஸ். தென் தேர் ஆர் சர்டன் சாதனாஸ். உபாசனா இஸ் எ டைப் ஆஃப் சாதனாஸ். அகெயின், வாட் ஆர் த குவாலிபிகேஷன்ஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட்? தபஸ், நம்பர் ஒன். தபஸ் மீன்ஸ் வாட் எவர் யூ ஹாவ் எக்ஸஸ், dropping all excesses, whatever you have excess, drop that. Money, dress, house, whatever you have extra, 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 dropping all excesses is called tapas. Previously I gave the definition of willful self-denial. This is another definition I am giving. For tapas, whatever excess you have, drop, that is called tapas. Then damaha, have sense control. Appo you will get a subtle intellect, grasping capacity, registration capacity, retention capacity. Then karma, do your duty, do karma yoga, nishkama karma. Do karma yoga, nishkama karma, follow panchamaha yajnas. And fourth one is shamaha or vairagyam. May you have mind control. தஸ்மை தபோ தமஹா கர்மேதி பிரதிஷ்டா சத்யம். பிக்சரஸ், யூ ஹாவ் டு ட்ரமடைசேஷன் ஹியர். சப்போஸ் யூ டேக் செல்ஃப் நாலேஜ் ஆஸ் எ கவு. ஃபார் எக்ஸாம்பிள், செல்ஃப் நாலேஜ் இஸ் எ காமதேனு கவு. திஸ் தபஸ், கர்ம, தம, ஷம, கம் அண்ட் ஃபோர் லெக்ஸ் ஆஃப் தட் கவு. ஃபோர் லெக்ஸ் ஆஃப் தட் கவு. வேதாக பிரதிஷ்டாக, லாஸ்ட் மந்திரா கம். வேதாக பிரதிஷ்டான, த பாடி ஆஃப் செல்ஃப் கவு இஸ், த பாடி ஆஃப் கவு மீன்ஸ் கவு மீன்ஸ் செல்ஃப் நாலேஜ். த பாடி இஸ் வாட்? ஃபோர் வேதாஸ். ஃபோர் வேதாஸ் ஆர் த பாடி ஆஃப் த கவு, விச் இஸ் கம்பேர்ட் டு செல்ஃப் நாலேஜ். தப, தம, ஷம அண்ட் கர்ம, ஃபோர் ஆர் ஃபோர் லெக்ஸ் ஆஃப் தட் கவு. கவு இஸ் கம்பேர்ட் டு செல்ஃப் நாலேஜ். வாட் இஸ் த கவு ஷெட்? கவுக்கு ஷெட் இருக்க வேண்டாமோ? சத்தியம் இஸ் த ஷெட். ஸ்பீக்கிங் ட்ரூத் இஸ் த ஷெட் ஆஃப் தட் கவு செல்ஃப் நாலேஜ். செல்ஃப் நாலேஜ் கவு கேன் சர்வைவ் அண்டர் தட். செல்ஃப் நாலேஜ் கேன் ரைஸ், கேன் நரிஷ் வென் யூ ஹாவ் the truth. Satyameva jayate na anratam. First learn speaking truth, avoidance of lies, you come to know the absolute truth. Absolute truth. So the truth is the speaking truth is the shed of that cow self-knowledge. So under satyam shelter only self-knowledge can take place. எப்பவுமே பொய்யே சொல்லிட்டே இருப்பவனுக்கு ஆத்ம ஜானம் வரவே வராது. வித்தவுட் தீஸ் வேல்யூஸ் ஷமா தமா கர்மா ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் டியூட்டியை ஸ்வதர்ம அனுஷ்டானம் இல்லாமல் அவனுக்கு செல்ஃப் நாலேஜ் வரவே வராது. தேர் ஃபோர் வாட் தேர் ஃபோர் மே யூ ஃபாலோ திஸ் வேல்யூஸ், ஃபாலோ திஸ் சாதனா மெடிடேஷன்ஸ், சோ தட் வாட் So that again you come from the beginning of the Keno Upanishad, again you can understand. In the first course you cannot understand, the second course. So the student is asking, please teach me the Upanishad. Guru said, I have already taught to you. The Upanishad, Abravit, I already taught Upanishad to you. You are lacking the sadhanas, may you revise. May you revise your what you have learnt. So there is no pramana dosha, shastrama dosham illa. There is no the guru la dosham kadaiyadu, teaching adhe teaching da. But where is dosha? Why I am not able to assimilate this teaching? Anna pramatra dosha. Brahman la dosham iruka prameyathuna adhilum dosham kadaiyadu. Brahman la dosham kadaiyadu. But where is dosha? Anna there is some drawback here. You are lacking certain qualifications. Master your body, mind complex. Have humbleness, you know. Shraddha, bhakti, devotion. Sincerity. Consistently how to study Shastra and learn systematically. You will get it. So for Manda Madhyam Adhikaris, with this, fourth chapter is also over. What are the important mantras? At least you will go to Swargaloka, you will come back next human birth, or if you do Upasana, you will go to Brahmaloka, there you will get Kramamukti, or if you come to my class again and again, நான் இங்கதான் உட்காருவேன், யூ கம் அகெயின் அண்ட் லிசன் அதர் உபனிஷத்ஸ், பிரம்மசூத்ரா அண்ட் பகவத்கீதா, பிரகரண கிரந்தாஸ், எல்லா கிளாஸுக்கும் வந்துட்டே இரு. வாட் முக்தி கம்ஸ்? Jeevan Mukti. It is your choice. Okay. First chapter, second and fourth mantras. Two and four are very important. First chapter. No. Second chapter, no. Second mantra, third mantra and fourth mantra. These are the most important mantras. Main teaching, Mahavakya mantras. Main teaching is given here. Two and four in the first chapter. 2, 3, 4 in the second chapter. The crux of the Keno Upanishad. Very simple Upanishad. No? And the fourth chapter, 35 mantras. With this Keno Upanishad, summary is over. Now we will chant Chantipatha again. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ.